Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Will the love that was poured out for us at Calvary ever diminish? Will the affection of Christ for his own ever cease? Not unless his matchless name can be blotted from the annals of history. Not unless the scepter has been wrested from his almighty hand. Not unless his eternal throne has crumbled. To doubt God's salvation is to doubt his power and love. Christ completely defeated the enemy at the cross. He is now the glorified one seated at God the Father's right hand, making intercession for those who have received his divine love. Salvation is fully guaranteed by Christ's endless life. He loves with an everlasting love. Look, ye saints, the sight is glorious. See the man of sorrows now. From the fight return victorious, every knee to him shall bow. Crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
Yeah.
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Here we have God's complete work of salvation. Salvation from sins, past, present, and future. The trusting sinner is saved from the penalty of sin when he yields to the pleading of God's Holy Spirit. That is salvation past. He is then saved from the power of sin, even though he is still in this sinful world. This is accomplished through the reading of God's Word, which has a purifying and cleansing effect on all those who read and obey it. The Holy Spirit, who dwells within the heart, serves as the teacher and guide, enabling the believer to live a life victorious over sin. This is salvation present. There is coming a day when redemption will be complete. Then we shall be saved from the very presence of sin. The Lord Himself has promised to return for His own, to change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Then we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. In this blessed hope we have salvation future. There is absolutely no reason for the Christian to fear or doubt his salvation, for we are sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit of God. Thus we have the full gospel, God's perfect and complete salvation, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yesterday He died for me. Yesterday He died for me. Yesterday He died for me. He died for me. This was His
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.